Nothing better than letting a good song play a little bit longer.
What is up?
It's, our friend Sarah just finished a radio show before
shout out
us.
Sarah.
Shout out Sarah.
This is the loudest set of headphones. Hold on. Let me.
There we go.
This better?
Okay,
better.
Yeah.
Tell me when to stop.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
I fixed it, but yeah, thanks. We don't have a guest.
oopsies.
But I mean, I feel like since this is technically, do we have to do show next week? Maybe not.
Probably, but I mean, we'll do it. But this is these shows count, but only for our hardcore listeners, our hardcore fans.
Yeah,
you know, it's not going to be a heavy release. But anyways, welcome to MUC Digital College Park, where the radio is coming to an end. We're all not going to graduate, but we're all gone for the summer. Where radio is getting drug tested. I need to do my drug test. I don't know when I'm going to do that. I haven't done any drugs, so I'm not worried about that. But it's more of like, I don't know when I'm going to have the time to do that. What else?
I feel like,
well, actually, probably not. But I was going to say, there's a non-zero possibility that, well, I guess at least I am going to be doing something radio showy over the summer.
Here?
Probably. Because, I mean,
if it's on the weekends, I can do it too.
Okay.
The only issue is if it's on the weekdays.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be, fun fact, me and Griffin are both going to be in the area, sort of.
Yeah.
I think he's going to actually be in College Park.
Yep.
But I'm going to be in Alexandria, Virginia, mm-hmm. coming back. So the plan is to come back Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because I have a place here, and it's just hotel rooms there that are booked for me.
Yeah.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights, I would like to be here, and then Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, I'll be there. So
yeah.
Kind of an almost an even split. But yeah.
Yeah. Shout out working full time. Thing that exists.
It's just like, I mean, if I had an apartment there, I'd probably come back less, but I'm, from what I understand, we're all just getting like glorified hotel rooms, which sounds nightmarish. Though I'm excited to have continental breakfast every day, if that's going to be part of it. If that's not going to be part of it, I'm more upset than I originally was. A big part of me being okay with the hotel was that I would get to have a little bit of continental breakfast. Little Blade reference there. Anyways, today I've been thinking about the semester, and so the prompt for today's episode is your songs of the semester, kind of. The songs you're listening to again and again and again.
Yes.
And the life you've lived this semester. This semester was better. I can't believe it's over, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like it just started. Last semester was too long.
I agree with that.
Last semester, we aged 50 years. That was horrible.
Last semester,
to be fair,
was my least favorite.
I think we were also both sad all the time.
That also.
That was pretty much the main. This semester, I wasn't sad. I was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. I definitely, I think I like the person I am more now, like probably this year the most in the last couple years of college, but probably maybe in terms of like, I don't know, in terms of like enjoyment and stuff, there were a lot of ups and downs this year. A lot of ups and downs.
There's a famous parable. It's from psychology. It's from a psychologist. I forget who.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that only good people can be depressed. And I think that that's very relevant. I mean, to me, not in that I'm depressed, but just in that the more of a mature person I become and the more I understand the weight of my actions, the more I am saddled, A, by that weight, and also saddled by the experiences that taught me those things. I'm very grateful, but, you know, a lot of the things about me that have improved have come out of, you know, a place of pain, which is always always kind of sucky.
No pain, no gain.
Bro, why?
I hear that the Filipino Cultural Association has something intelligent to say related to this.
No
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
So awesome. So that brings a smile to my face every single day.
FCAUMD.com.
I don't know what's happening over there.
It's next. Yeah, something for us.
So, how many listeners do we have? Live listeners.
We have six.
Six live listeners. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm probably on a. I would imagine. Oh, nobody's on. I'm not on anybody's car radios. I'm on a lot of laptops, probably.
I have to upload all the videos for this. Oh, I hope I downloaded the one from last week. I think I did. I mean, it's still. There's still a little bit before they get wiped. But I have to upload all the episodes to YouTube, which takes so much longer than Spotify because all of our things got taken down from Spotify.
Yes. And we do it for, who do we do it for? We do it for Chris and Eric?
Essentially, yeah. Chris, Eric, Hudson. I guess anyone that wants to listen again down the line.
Which is going to be no one. Well.
Everybody. Probably us. Us, down the line. I'll be listening back to this and reflecting my college days. What the hell?
Life is so crazy. It's so crazy.
Okay. I content wise, semester is hard. A lot of work. I have to do a lot of work a lot of the time, but that's okay. I've been listening to a lot of music. Listening to a lot of music this semester.
Me too. I have learned so much music in what seems to have been not that long. I'm actually in awe of how short this semester was.
Yeah, fastest one easily. And a lot of our Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes friends are graduating, which is
awesome. Get out of here.
Yeah, awesome. I guess, shout out to Ava, Anika, Neil, Jack.
Shout out, wait, guess who just tuned in?
Who?
Olivia. We got to howl. We got to do a wolf howl. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Shout out, Olivia.
Yes. Who else has been on the show that's graduating? I think Rueda is graduating next semester.
Yeah, next semester.
Abrar graduating this
semester? No, Abrar is our age.
Okay. Then I think that's everybody. They got Jack, Neil, Ava, Anika.
I can't believe Jack O'Malley's leaving.
Jack O'Malley's graduating?
Is he? Yeah, right? Oh, my God. I don't know.
I was saying Miller. I don't know how old Jack O'Malley is.
Jack O'Malley is also a senior. He's graduating, and he's going to go to, I think, Chicago.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Which would be cool.
I just got to know him.
I'm actually in so much pain now that I think about that.
Sweet baby boy.
Yeah. What else is there to say? Listen to a lot of new music. You did, I did.
Yes.
I think I definitely got more British this semester.
I definitely got a little bit more British too. Definitely a lot of there's this, I mean, cuz I think sorry, Chase is
singing.
Yeah.
Love you, Chase.
Love you, Chase. I was getting very distracted. I've been listening to a lot more like 90s British rock.
Is that Blur? Because that's all. Really, what I mean when I started listening to new music is that I've been A, being really sad when I listen to music, and B, listening to Blur.
Yeah.
Top two things happening to me these days.
Blur is awesome. I've been listening to The Verve, who have the one song that's It's a Bittersweet. Great song.
I love the Verve.
Spiritualized, Primal Scream. Just a lot of British. I think Primal Scream's British. I think they're British.
I'm not sure.
I figured out that the Fontaines DC are a thing, I guess. Well, I kind of knew, but like I know more now, I would say, a little bit.
Yeah, they are quite good. Quite good Irish fellas. But I guess without further ado, let's get into the tunes we've been listening to this semester. Would you like to start it off?
Okay. I got a song already. It's Bad Head by Blur, which is off their album Park Life. Which I like a lot. But just a song about, you know, this one's not sad. It's just British, which is what I like about it. I like when things are just British. I'm tired of being sad.
Yes.
It's time for people to be, it's time for me to just be a proper Brit. None of that sad shite, all right? I'm just a proper bloke walking around in a College Park, Maryland. And I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to be sad, which I'm not because I'm, what's his name? Damian Lillard? No, that's a basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Damon Albarn.
I'm Damon Albarn, and I'm the Gorillaz.
And I'm a handsome fella.
And I'm also Blur. Mm-hmm. And I used to be, and I'm still hot, but I used to be way hot when I was young.
Yep, this is true.
Anyways, here's Park, here's Bad Head.
Bad Head off Park Life.
It was awesome.
I'm a little yawny man. I'm a little yawny man right now.
What time Today I like kind of went insane and deleted everything off my phone. Audio listeners,
that's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to play mobile game right now, but I'm not gonna do it because clearly my brain is like fried beyond comprehension.
Okay, I've picked a song.
What is this one called?
Blue Train Lines by Mount Kimby featuring King Cruel. Very, very cool band that makes cool instrumentals that often King Cruel will sing over.
More like King Pool.
King Pool, damn right. But they just, for some reason, this song has just been, it's just like, it has the King Cruel angst, but I think it's a little bit more hopeful sounding than a lot of his music does. And I don't know what it is about springtime, but springtime got me feeling hopeful.
I'm not going to lie. All King Cruel sounds like he pooped himself right before he wrote the song. He's like, dong, dong, dong. It's like, yeah, you just pooped yourself, bro.
He's Arnold. this is Mount Kimby featuring Arnold, Blue Train Lines. It's a good song. I like this song.
Here's another thing that flew up in my mind, like the razor blade in her wrist, locked in a closet of Deep Space Nine. Deposit for a
psych. I played this song last episode, two episodes ago.
Did you? I low-key don't remember it.
I did the one of the episodes where you were at the sleepover.
Oops.
I played that song. So I'm actually.
I'm a British guy, and my name is King Crew, and I rap like this, and I got a lot of tools.
That was my impression. How good was that?
That was pretty good. I instead am going to play
Pee Pee Poo Poo.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to play very happy sounding. I'm going to play Moving On Up by Scream.
Yeah.
This is a great song. Band that I've been listening to a lot. The other song that I was maybe going to play is called Accelerator, which is a lot more like distorted and kind of freaky, but this song is just kind of like a groovy get into it, like we're happy now type song, and
get into
I'm okay
it.
With that right now. So I'm going to play this right now. Moving On Up, Primal Scream.
Blind, now I can see. You better leave her. I don't
Okay.
This reminded me for some reason this song reminded me, I don't know what it was, that I was on a huge Bob Dylan kick for a while this semester. Huge. So my next pick, you know, Bob Dylan, King of Pain, was Queen Jane Approximately.
Mm.
He's sad, but in a way that's just American. I don't know how to explain it. He's an American. He's not sad in a way that's universal. It's specifically the sadness that comes from being an American. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's his. I mean, growing up, people called him Bob America. So
yeah, he's very, tracks. Very much. Ooh. And no, I didn't like Bob Dylan because of the movie. I just saw a lot of TikTok edits of the movie, and then I was like, wow, the songs in these edits are really good. And obviously the songs were Bob Dylan songs. That's why I listen to them. Not because I watched the stupid movie with stupid Chalamet in the stupid movie.
Chalamet.
Apparently he did a good job. I don't like him because he's been the celebrity crush of a surprising number of the women I've met, including my current girlfriend, which I don't enjoy.
He definitely has a powerful jawline.
No, don't give him that. Yeah, he does, but it's like, come on.
He kind of looks like a spear.
Yeah, at what cost?
Personally, my celebrity crush is Robert Pattinson.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah. Ooh.
The closest thing I've ever had to a celebrity crush was the mom from Sex Education, Gillian Anderson or whatever.
Oh, wait.
The British lady. Just because she's British. Yeah.
I'll allow it.
And maybe Pink Panthers.
I'll allow it.
And you like, who's this?
Ella Purnell.
Oh, yeah, I think you've talked about
her. She's in Fallout.
I don't know that.
And also Yellow Jackets. And also
Queen Jane Approximately.
Yeah, also Queen Jane Approximately. By Ella Purnell.
Back all your invitations, and your father to your sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Now when all of the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, and the smell of their roses does not remain, convince you of your pain.
Okay, good song. Good song.
Won't you come?
The next song is gonna be a pretty big change from what we've been playing. This is a a noise rock band. I forget where they're from. They're I think they're like from Missouri or something. Midwest rock band. The lead singer, I believe, is Lebanese. And I mean, if you're up to date on world politics and whatnot, there's the ongoing feud where Israel is not doing some good things. They're doing some bad stuff. And Lebanon happens to be one of the areas targeted by Israel. And this whole album is just super, it's very politically charged. It's also just so incredibly well written. And these songs are very fiery and angry and also very catchy. And I like how they sample a lot of sort of like, I don't know, sort of like Middle Eastern sounds, like kind of like, I don't know, like the like woodwind type instruments that you would hear in music from around there. So this song is called All Hail. The band is called Prostitute. And it's a song that I like a whole lot. So here goes.
They call me, be quiet or be killing someone.
That didn't. I accidentally played it again. Sorry, guys. I'm distracted. I was thinking about controls and school and whatnot. But yeah, I like that song. I like that song a whole lot. I don't know. I think I've grown to really enjoy intense music and stuff that just has a lot of, like, I don't know, fire behind it. And this song most definitely does. The band is playing, so I say we go on to the next couple songs. Okay, what is the other music that I was listening to? I gotta make sure I didn't already play some of this stuff. Okay, we're good. Alright, do you have a next pick?
Yes, this is a complete 180 from this song. It's a Stateside by Pink Panthers, which came out pretty recently. But it's good.
It is good. She's good.
Also started listening to, like, I mean, this, there's a snare in this that reminds me of the Snow Strippers a lot, which is another thing I've been listening to this semester.
They're fun little guys. They're fun little guys. And they strip in the snow.
I do that. Anyways.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. But I look up at you. I tracked your plane ride. The one you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, but I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you? You can be my medic.
Griffin hit his head. That was I really like that song a lot. You can be my American, boy.
This song is my most listened to song of 2025 so far, this song is made by two out of three of the members of Death Grips, and for some reason this just straight up is kind of like a pop song. It's just so...
I'm excited.
It's so, like, I think this song is so catchy, and it's so, like, feel good and enjoyable. You would not, like... It's insane to think that these guys are the same guys that made, like, ONGP and stuff. Like, just, like, it's a very good song. This is Wash My Hands, Shorty by the IOYs. Song a lot.
Oh, okay.
I like me some tunes. I think we've been listening to a lot of good tunes this semester, I think.
Yeah, this semester has probably been the most interesting semester in terms of the number of genres I've listened to.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, a lot of Justin Bieber's on there.
I love Justin Bieber.
Let me think. What's another? I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't put a bad song on here. So let's throw on Easter Pink by Fake Mink. You know, you gotta, if let's be honest, I listen to, like, for every one good song I listen to like two bad songs.
That is a good, I like the way that you say things. This is good. This is good stuff.
Here's this song, guys. Whatever. Sure.
does it. Be fucked, you know that I recovered. It's double cup love since slow when I sit. Step at night, got still on my hip. They stealing my flow and they stealing my drip. You know I never meant to fucking a bitch. These hoes for everyone, yeah they taking the piss. Get money dirty and I get it legit. I do my own thing, you know I'm so lit. Speed through the city and I'm all black whip. Bad bitch, pretty whip, double D tits. Live this life, I don't know the meaning. I don't know why the sex money's so appealing. I get money, wake up till the evening. And I still get peed even when I sleep in.
Alright, I didn't think that was a bad song.
It was like, yeah, it was not as bad as I remember being. I think his haircut's just bad. Everybody's searching for fake mink haircut. Imagine a buzz cut and then just a mullet.
Oh. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
Wow.
It's pretty good stuff.
Wow. All right, you should go for that next.
Yeah, I was honestly thinking about doing that. For a little bit, but I didn't think we had it in us.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to play one song, and then I remembered that my parents think that this band sounds vaguely like my sister's ex-boyfriend, which I think is not entirely untrue, so I will spare them the pain of that. Also, speaking of coming weekend, Mother's Day, shout out to my mom.
Shit.
Donnie's the goat. Love you. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and maybe come home, maybe I won't. We will be able to work this out. This will be a thing that can be worked out.
Shout out my mom. I don't think she would want her name on air, honestly.
fair point. I don't know. I love you. Hope you have a wonderful day and do the good things. And also, shout out to my sister Celia and my dad, whose birthdays were last week. So yeah, happy late birthday.
They're also both moms, you know.
Yes.
Shout out all the moms. Shout out everyone's mom.
Exactly. And
I'm not gonna lie, to spoil this song a little bit, for the longest time I thought the name of the band was Syndrome of a Down, and I thought that was extremely offensive. So
God.
I'm happy to know it's System of a Down instead.
Yes, it is System of a Down. But all I can say to this song is they're trying to build a prison.
To clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the rights movement to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
For you and me.
Oh baby, you and me.
Boy. Boy.
While research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased.
Boy.
And law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Boy.
While research and successful
drug policy shows that treatment should be increased.
Blood.
And law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Utilizing drugs to pay for secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe. Drug money is used to rig elections and train brutal corporate-sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
No more.
No more. No more. No more. You and me.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison for you and me.
Okay.
Wow.
Every so often, a band, you know, holds their balls in their hands and takes a stance. And another song like that, and the final song for the night, is you already know what it's going to be. Say it. Do you know? It starts with a W and ends with a hi. Why by Chad Pyle?
Oh, okay. I'm a dumb little baby boy. I was like, wow. I was going through every single possible song that is like...
I think this is one of the best ones ever done.
I agree with your statement wholeheartedly. I love this band so very much.
Anyways, good night, everyone. Keep killing billionaires. You heard.
There goes your internship. Love you all. Have a wonderful night. Good luck with final season if you're listening and studying for finals. If you're not, just have good stuff. Do good things. Have the good. There.
Outside.